Recorded after the rapture in a sound booth made entirely out of our forgiven sins, this is Eat Gamer episode 10, recorded May 27th, 2011. I'm Jeff Wyckoff here to give you an outsider's perspective of the video game industry. As of this time next week, it's going to be all about E3. Heck, right now it's all about E3. So I'm going to go over some predictions, some of the motivations behind what people are going to be doing, shed a little bit of light on exactly what's going to happen at E3 this year. First and foremost, we all know that Nintendo is going to be making a very big splash at this E3. Their next console, up until now, has been referred to as Project Cafe, is rumored to be as powerful, if not more powerful, than the 360 and the PS3. And there's going to be some interesting strategy here. Really, Nintendo, for the last two console generations, has concentrated on a very, I would say, successful strategy of cannibalization. Goes back to an earlier podcast of mine. In short, cannibalization is what happens when you consume a portion of your own market share in order to gain market share. In this case, what they've been doing, what Nintendo has been up to, is they've been consuming their core base, then chewing it up, spitting it out in the direction of Sony and Microsoft. But the core gamer, they've been sacrificing the core gamer in order to move into the casual and family gaming space where they have very little competition in the home market. They have a little bit of competition from the Xbox with all of its different family-friendly things to bring it into the living room. Almost none from Sony, though. And that's really been where they've been concentrating. What they're going to be doing with this next console release with Cafe is they're going to try to win back a substantial portion of the core gamers, and in order for them to do that, they're going to be showing off cool games. Games that are going to appeal to the core gamers. What they're probably going to show off first and foremost, most of their banner waving is going to be right around Zelda. We haven't had a decent Zelda game for a while, I would argue. At least not on a major platform release. And I have a feeling that this latest title that they've been talking about, that they've been touting, what's going to happen with it in the end here is it's going to be delayed, it's going to be delayed, it's going to be delayed, so that it can be a launch title for Cafe. And we're going to see a lot of news around that. We're probably going to see some really cool cinematics, maybe even some gameplay. Hopefully, some new gameplay for this Zelda game. Something that's really going to show off what this new console is capable of. Going into the eighth generation of consoles, however, creating something that's just as powerful as the current generation leaders is a little bit risky, even if you're doing it before they declare their end of life. Sony, we'll probably hear mutterings for them releasing another console for 2014. I know they said that they're going to do support up into 2015, but and probably later. But I think they're going to probably shoot for 2014. And the reason is that Microsoft will be aiming to release their next console by 2013. I think if they wanted to be really aggressive, especially if they're just going to expand on the existing APIs for DirectX that are so powerful, the technologies that are driving the current Xbox, then they'll probably just release a major hardware upgrade to the current platform. Some of that PC architecture at work right there, and aim for a release in 2012. But we're not going to get an announcement for that. I really don't think so. Some people do. I'm really more in the mainstream on this one. I don't think Microsoft is going to risk the success that they've seen with the Kinect by scaring people away from buying it with a brand new console announcement. The evidence I have to back that up? Well, their major press event is called Xbox 360 The Future Revealed. And while people start talking about the future and they start thinking, oh, well, maybe they really are doing another console release, I want to point out that the event is called Xbox 360. They're going to be talking about Kinect, and lots of Kinect. 360 is in the title, people. It's too bad, so sad. No new hardware this year. Sony, they're going to make their kind of under the breath announcement that they're going to do something in 2014. Then they'll probably walk off to their corner where they try and hide behind releases of Uncharted, whatever else is going to be coming out on the PS3 exclusive wise. Unfortunately, they're all titles that we've seen a lot of and we know a lot about. So I'm kind of curious as to what Sony is going to do at this E3 to wow us. Or at least to deflect attention away from the PSN hack. They're still being hacked in different parts of the world. Not PSN, but their other services. Someone's really got a nut on for Sony right now. But eyes back over to Nintendo. They're going to try and maintain that casual base that they've built up while winning back core gamers. But the success of their next console is really going to be determined by two things. One, by what Microsoft does. If Microsoft, like, just comes out of left field and gives us a new console, shows off an Xbox 720, well, Nintendo just shit the bed. It's not going to be a happy thing. I don't know if you realize, but Nintendo's profits are down 2 years in a row. No, they're not losing money, they're just not making as much. So they're still in the black. Don't worry, they're still a good company, they're still making games. They aren't going to be going the direction of Sega anytime soon and going straight to software. I think Nintendo is probably in this for the long run, and the thing that'll keep them in there will be Cafe, which will sell big time. But it's also going to be their handheld platforms. We'll probably see a lot of titles for the 3DS this year. But, like I said, they're going to be dependent entirely on what Microsoft does. If Microsoft releases a new console, then they shit the bed. The other thing they have to do is they have to give us games. They have to give us games that are going to wow us. They're going to wow us big time. And I don't know if Zelda's going to be enough. Hopefully they're going to show us a really cool Mario game for the Cafe. Wouldn't that be awesome if we get a release of Cafe with both a Mario game and a Zelda game? It's not going to happen, though. No, it would be really cool, though. Super Smash Brothers! Oh, you didn't see that one coming, did you? Yeah, another Super Smash Brothers for the Cafe. Huh? Probably not going to be announced. I don't think it's going to be a release title. It is nice to speculate, though. What a fantastic title. But going back to that 3DS front, we're going to see some new stuff there. We'll probably see a Mario game there. We'll probably see a Zelda game there. We'll probably see a Kirby game there. We probably will not see a Metroid game there, unfortunately. But we're going to see some big titles, big names, first party from Nintendo, the way they do it best. And the reason that we're going to see these is because there's a lot of buyer's remorse out there for the 3DS right now. I warned you. I told you guys, but I do also reassure you guys who adopted that 3DS early on in its lifespan, it's going to suck until November. In November, we're going to see some first-party launches, and it's going to be peaches and cream. On the game front, the things to be excited about are, well, we're going to see a lot of Gears of War 3. That's pretty much a given. Why? Well, we had a very interesting beta that kind of led after the release of Bulletstorm by the same developer. Gears of War is a very big franchise. It's exclusive right now to the Xbox because Microsoft's willing to pay for that kind of thing. It's very, very successful, and it's actually a lot of fun. I don't care for the gameplay style as much, but I have to admit, it's a fun game. It sells for a very good reason. I'm hoping that 3 is going to tie everything up, that we're going to end this series with 3 on a very positive note, and who knows, maybe then they'll just go the Halo route, release an RTS. No, probably not. It's really not. I don't think that's going to be a franchise that branches out into a whole lot of other genres, like Halo has been trying to do. And speaking of Halo, Bungie may be gone from out under the wing of Microsoft at this point, but Microsoft does own the rights to that series, and this is the 10-year anniversary of Halo Combat Evolved. So I think we're going to see something interesting from the Halo camp. A lot of people are thinking that we're going to see Halo 1, Halo 2 just redone in HD, all pretty. Maybe. I guess I could see that happening. I'm hoping for something a little bit more interesting, but I have to admit that's probably the most likely thing for us to see. I'll welcome it, though. Those games are fantastic. They really define Halo 1. Really define modern FPS controls and standards with its regenerative health, the way that it aims, the number of weapons that you can carry at any given time. Those are pretty much the standard these days. Look around at what you're playing. Look at Call of Duty, look at Bulletstorm. They use pretty much the same mechanics. Halo may not have started it all, but they did it right. Unfortunately, the gameplay itself for the first game hasn't really held up. You try and go back and play that game, compare it to the experience you'll get out of a current Halo game or a current shooter like Bulletstorm, like Call of Duty, and you're probably going to be pretty disappointed. So an HD remake will have to be something special in order to be any sort of success. And the reason is that, you can't just throw new graphics at this game because its gameplay is antiquated. But let's hope for something a little bit more interesting, right? I think another thing that Microsoft is going to be doing besides the Halo 4 stuff is they'll probably be trying to take a lot of attention to Forza. If you recall, there was a leaked Forza trailer that was absolutely ridiculous. If you haven't seen this thing, go to YouTube, look it up. Maybe I'll find a copy, throw it up on the website. But it was just ridiculous, this trailer. And it showed people like driving with their hands using the Kinect, you know, out in front of them in the middle of nothing, and leaning from side to side and getting all excited, and it did not look fun at all. Now the game itself, the graphics looked absolutely amazing, and the cars speeding everywhere looked incredible, especially for the aging near end of life Xbox 360. So I think we're going to get some confirmation there. After that trailer was released, Microsoft did go on record saying that that trailer had been produced at a time before all of the gameplay had been set in stone, and that they're still working very hard on Forza, and that the trailer was not a reliable source of gameplay information. So we're probably going to see some really cool things for Forza. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Forza is one of those titles that, if you followed it from its inception, has just grown and grown and grown, and it's really been boasting quality over quantity this entire time, and I think that's what's going to help it overcome the current king of driving games, that being Gran Turismo. Another good game, but I just don't go in for it as much. I don't think it's got quite the value of Forza. When you consider the overall package. The other thing coming out of Microsoft is, if you recall, they like to purchase their exclusives. I have a feeling we're going to be seeing an exclusive reveal for Modern Warfare 3 at the Microsoft booth. Or it's going to be Microsoft-centric. I mean, obviously the game is going to be cross-platform. It'll be on the PS3, it'll be on the 360, it will be on the Wii. No, it won't. It'll be on the PC. No Wii for the Modern Warfare games. Modern Warfare 3 looks pretty cool. We've seen some stuff for it already in this week, leading up to E3. I still don't think it looks as exciting as what we're seeing for Battlefield 3, which is also going to be getting, I think, a very substantial reveal here at E3. But it does look good. The reason I think that we're going to get a less substantial reveal from Battlefield 3 than from Modern Warfare is simply because Battlefield 3 is going to be a PC game, first and foremost. And I don't want to discount the PC crowd. I'm a member of you guys, don't forget, I love my PC, it is my primary gaming platform, but we don't have the numbers and we don't have the sales charts supporting the consoles. So a title like Modern Warfare 3 that's going to be coming out on all three is probably going to have a lot more money behind its advertising budget. Kind of a shame, because as I've mentioned in previous shows, EA, all they need to do to really kick it up with the Battlefield series is really invest in advertising. They need to get the hype engine rolling, because their games follow through. At least their Battlefield games follow through. From the portables, we're going to be seeing a lot out of Nintendo trying to push that 3DS. We'll probably see a new bundle that includes one of the new titles that they're going to be putting out. And if we don't see a new bundle, then we're going to see at least the hints of a new bundle. I guarantee if we see a brand new candy shell case for the 3DS, something in a new pretty color, a couple of pretty colors, they're going to be part of a bundle. And they're going to be 3DSs plus Mario Kart all over again. Something like that. That's what they're going to be alluding to. But the focus is definitely going to be on games, alleviating that buyer's remorse. On the other side, really the complete opposite spectrum when it comes to the portables is going to be Sony's offering. Their NGP, the Next Generation PlayStation Portable, as they are calling it. It's an interesting device. It looks like a PSP with a little nubbin instead of the current, you know, analog joystick sliding thing that they've got on there. But otherwise, it just looks like a PSP. And we're going to see some really interesting stuff there, some cool-looking HD stuff. We're going to see some ARG, alternate reality game stuff there. And I don't think it's going to be very well implemented. It's going to be stuff that wows us, and we're going to say, wow, look at the technical capabilities of this new PlayStation portable device. And then no one's going to care. I mean, look at what happened with the PlayStation Portable 1 here. Do any of you who own one still play yours? I don't. I just got my email from Sony that says, hey, here's your free identity theft protection because I downloaded Patapon on mine when I first got it. Best game on there, by the way. If you haven't played it, I just gave you a reason to pick up your PSP. Download Patapon 2. It's fantastic. Hasn't been a game like it since, unfortunately. But the story for the PlayStation Portable was that it was poorly implemented. Who wanted to mess with that thing? I realize it's, you know, throw the UMD in there, throw a memory card in there and go, but honestly, I felt it was just a little bit complicated, the damn thing. I like the Nintendo DS, you chuck a cartridge in there, you press the little button that says play this game, and you go. I know it's not that different with the PSP, but the number of options, the availability of scalability on the PSP has actually, I feel, been its downfall. It's a device trying to do too much, and it offers too much, and as soon as it makes that offer, the gamers tune out, and they start paying attention on all these things that really don't matter. There aren't a lot of people actually watching videos on their PSP right now. There aren't people playing music off of their PSP, and why? Because your phone does it better. And Sony has been very dismissive of the casual gaming market, of the young gaming market, and unfortunately, young gamers and casual gamers are really the backbone of the mobile gaming industry right now. I'm a core gamer, but I play games on my phone. I'm not playing hardcore games on my phone. I don't want hardcore games on my portable device. I want stuff that I can jump into for about 15 minutes while I wait in line at the DMV, and then jump out of without any investment. That's the key to casual gaming. It's got to be simple. It's got to be jump in, jump out. And Sony has been kind of deriding that entire model for quite a while now. And I think it shows a tremendous level of ignorance. So whatever we see out of this NGP is going to be cool looking, but it's going to be poorly implemented. Sorry, guys. I know you were looking forward to it. I'm going to break some more hearts with my predictions regarding Star Wars The Old Republic. Yeah. Sorry to say it, guys, but they're going to probably be pretty hush-hush about Old Republic. They're going to have a presence. They'll probably announce some new features or something like that. We are going to have some gameplay footage and all that. But if you've seen the gameplay footage recently, it's not impressive. And I think they're conscious of that. You watch that gameplay footage, and not only does it look crunchy and unclean, the poor graphics, poor lighting, poor animations, but just the core gameplay looks bad. That PvP video they were showing looked boring. You know, this game looked fantastic when all they were showing us was the engine for making decisions and holding conversations. But when the major allure of your MMO is that it has more dialogue than every other MMO, especially when I'm skipping all the dialogue, well, you might need to reevaluate your model. And you guys might need to reevaluate your expectations of this game. Because the fact is that it's following the same model as WoW, it's following the same model as Rift, and when it comes right down to it, that model is make a really shitty RPG that you can play with your friends. And this one looks really shitty. Prove me wrong. I really hope they do, because I would love something that I can play instead of WoW, because WoW is just so good. By the way, Blizzard will not be making a significant appearance at E3. They don't have to. They have this little thing called BlizzCon. Hope you got your tickets, guys. If anyone wants to give me a ticket, my birthday is actually right before BlizzCon, and I promise that I won't think of you even for a second while I'm enjoying myself over at BlizzCon, because I definitely did not get tickets to that thing. I think one of the more interesting predictions that I can make about E3 this year comes from news that I read about Harmonix. They're the guys who are doing Rock Band. No, it's not going to be Rock Band 4. With the death of the Guitar Hero franchise, I think they're going to be slowing their roll when it comes to Rock Band. They've got a good game in place. They have a lot of music for it. And it's very, very adaptable, very expandable. So there's really no reason to take the franchise to a whole new iteration at this point. They're still making a lot of money off of it. But Harmonix is inviting people for a new game unveiling. So I think it's going to be a brand new IP. We're going to get a brand new property out of them. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be musical, because that's what they do. What I'd love to see out of Harmonix is another dance game. I think that with their experience in the whole dance pad industry, it's really where they got their beginnings, was selling accessories for Dance Dance Revolution. I think that Harmonix can make a lot of success by probably putting out another dance game, maybe for the Kinect. Never know, right? We'll see. Whatever it is, I'm kind of excited, because Harmonix is a company that, in their own little niche, always delivers. I don't think you can really point at any of their releases and say that they haven't had a fantastic release. Speaking of the Kinect, that's really going to be the focus for the entire Microsoft event. You know, if they don't make their announcement for a new console, which I don't think they will, they're going to be concentrating entirely on the success of the Kinect, showing us a bunch of features that we don't care about and we'll never use, and hopefully some new games, and not just, you know, Garden of Eden or Project Eden, whatever that thing is that looks really cool, the sci-fi space music shooter that's gotten a lot of hype. It's going to be a cool game, but you need something else to sell me a Kinect at this point. What I can guarantee out of Microsoft, however, is that they're going to make fun of Sony. They're not going to do it right to their face, well, at least not blatantly. They're kind of going to, you know, they're going to smile and grin and, you know, make a few remarks, something along the lines of, Xbox Live is not only the premier destination for online video games, but it's also the most secure. It'll go something like that, and the entire time they'll be glancing off to their left, where Sony's booth is, and, you know, snickering to themselves. And you know what Sony's going to do about it? You know what they're going to do about it? They're going to get sad and do nothing. And the reason is that Sony can't do anything right now. This is a bad year for them. They can't fight back. To do so would really just put more attention on all the failures that they've had this year. Profits are down big time. They're trying to be bullish about where they're going to be by the end of the year, but I think everyone credible is saying Sony's going to post a loss this year. And it's not just the PSN hack. You know, that was a big deal, but all said and done, that's not the only factor. Don't forget that you've also got problems with the tsunami. They're hurt just like everybody else is. You know, it's kind of interesting to point out that them, and then you take into account the fact that Nintendo has been down in its profits for the last 2 years, kind of calls into question just how successful right now is the Japanese hardware industry for video games. They're falling on some hard times. I don't think they're actually going to go anywhere, at least not for a long time. These are not the seeds of their destruction, but they're not in a position, especially Sony, they're not in a position to try and throw any blows back. They're going to be spending all of their time trying to distract you from all the bad PR with new and fancy and shiny. Unfortunately, all of the single party or the single system releases for the PS3, the exclusives, we know everything about them at this point. What more is there to say about Uncharted, for example? Nothing. We know it's going to be awesome. We know it's going to be gorgeous, and we know it's going to come out. They really can't show us any more that's going to improve sales at this point, and if they concentrate on it, it's going to be a bust. It's going to be a waste. But they're going to do it anyways. They're going to throw it up there. Anything to avoid attention. But I guarantee Microsoft will be sitting there poking and prodding the entire time. Now, the real jokers of E3 this year, it's going to be Valve. Valve at this point has pretty much said they're not even showing up. People have been asking them for their appointment, trying to figure out, hey, Valve, what time should we come by so that we can see your latest game? Valve has pretty much told them, don't bother. Don't bother. We're not going to do anything. We're not doing any press releases because we don't have any games to show you. Which, you know what? That means Half-Life Episode 3 and probably some details on Dota. Yeah, I'm serious. If you don't know, Valve has been kind of a joker for E3. They like to pull little stunts. Remember when they canceled their press release? Just so that they could announce Portal 2? They can afford to do this stuff, guys. They can afford to be a little cocky. And the reason is that when it comes right down to it, Valve is on the same level as Microsoft, on the same level as Sony, and the same level as Nintendo. They have their own system. They're a major player. And theirs is the PC. It's scalable and they don't even have to deploy it. They just have to deploy the software. And let's face it, if you are a PC gamer, you have Steam by this point. And if you don't, it's probably because you spend most of your time on your Xbox or your PS3 and very little playing anything except for World of Warcraft on your PC. That's not a dig. That's not a dig. I'm just saying that if you only play World of Warcraft, you aren't really a gamer. You're someone who plays games. There's 12 million other people who are playing World of Warcraft besides you, buddy. Well, 11.6. My point is that Valve, they're going to make a big splash. It's going to be very covert. It's going to be out of left field. And it's going to have everyone scrambling to get to wherever they're making their announcement because it's going to be very short notice. Valve loves their shenanigans. and they're going to be wearing a nice, smug, shit-eating grin the entire time. Because in the modern gaming market, it's four players. Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft, and Valve. Thanks for listening to Eat Gamer. Make sure you check out the website at www.eatgamer.com. You can follow me at Twitter. My Twitter name is EatGamer, all one word, EatGamer. You can also send me email at eatgamer@gmail.com. I will read it. I've got some 5-star reviews on the iTunes Marketplace. However, I can't read them right now. I've heard some other podcasts complaining about that, how every now and then the reviews just seem to disappear. But they come back. And when I have a chance, I'll read them online, on the air. I've had a really good time going over them so far. Great feedback. I really do appreciate it, guys. I appreciate your words. Make sure that you subscribe, give me a few stars, and leave those reviews for the future. As of the recording of this podcast, summer is in full swing, so I want to give you a little bit of summer music. I'm going to give you a double whammy. One of my favorite groups called Juanitos. First up, it's Mercy Mercy Baby, followed by Exotica. Get your groove on, gamer. Mercy on my soul, baby. I need you, baby. Coming back home, baby. Mercy on my soul, baby. I need you, baby. Coming back home, baby. Mercy, mercy, baby.
Thank you. Exotica. Exotica.